So this is De Bello Gallico, Book 4, Chapter 32, Lines 1 to 7. Dum ea geruntur. So while these things are being done, while these things are being managed. Legiona una. So you could translate this as one legion or a legion as a group. Quae appellabatur septima, which was called the seventh legion. Missa, had been sent, ex consuetudine, according to custom, frumentatum, for the purpose of foraging. They had been sent to forage. Neque ulla suspicione belli, and no suspicion of war, interposity, had arisen, ad in tempus, at this time. Okay, so these are the situations here. So after the legion, which was called the seventh, had been sent as a group for the purpose of foraging, and as, okay, so because at this time no suspicion of war had arisen, cum pars hominum in agris remanerit, when part of the men were remaining in the fields, pars etiam in castra, when titaret, and part were also coming into the camp. Ae, those men, qui erant, who were in statione, on guard duty, proportis castrorum, in front of the gates of the camp, caesari nuntiaverunt, reported to Caesar that, because this is an indirect statement, puerum maiorum, that a greater dust, and what they mean is a greater dust cloud, quam consuetudo, then custom, ferret would bring, videre, was appearing, in ea parte, in that part, quam in partem, into which area, into which direction, legio iter fecisset, the legion had made its trip. So while these things are being done, while these things are being managed, after the legion, which was called seventh, had been sent as a group for the purpose of foraging, and as at this time no suspicion of war had been put forward, when part of the men remained in the field and part were also coming into the camp, those men who were on guard duty in front of the gates of the camp reported to Caesar that a greater dust cloud than custom would bring was appearing in that area, into which area the legion had made its trip. Okay, so you've got kind of some oddities going on here. We just finished reading a passage in which Caesar stated that he suspected the British chiefs of conspiring against him well before he knew it for a fact. So why does Caesar suggest in this passage that no one thought the legion might encounter some hostilities while foraging? And then you've got this larger than normal dust cloud. Why would that be cause for alarm? So that's the end of line 7. And in 8 through 13, we're going to find out really what Caesar suspects and what is happening, what this dust cloud might mean for the Roman soldiers going forward.